717 KLIF. This is the strangest story of the day today.
Well, actually, there's a good reason
know,
for it.
But I know there is, but it just doesn't seem to make sense when on the surface.
Yeah, exactly.
Facebook says the best way to fight revenge porn is to send in your explicit photos or videos to them.
So you've got porn videos or pictures of you and the person with whom you have just had a falling out, let's say. And you're going, uh-oh, what if she posts them on Facebook?
Or what if he posts them on Facebook?
Exactly. So joining us more on what the solution is Jim Roop. Not that you're an expert, but good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I like that. Uh-oh, that was pretty good.
Well,
whoops, maybe I shouldn't have taken these at all.
Yeah. Unexpected consequences here.
Facebook says it, or at least documents from Facebook, shows that about 54,000 cases of revenge porn are reported to Facebook every single month. And so Facebook wants to get ahead of that and believe this preemptive strike of you sending those photos in before someone can post them, will do that. Now, the idea, and it's being tested in Australia right now, the idea is that they won't post these pictures or videos, and they'll destroy them once they create this algorithm, which is called a hash, from what I understand, that will recognize the photos if someone tries to upload them and stop that uploading from happening. It's just a little creepy, a little dangerous, and hinky.
Yeah, a little weird.
Yeah, it's very strange.
I imagine they've got 50 million people have applied for the job to be in charge of that department.
My question is, if you send in one picture of yourself in a compromising position with someone, what's to say that someone won't send in another type of image and then it won't catch that image because it only catch the image you send in?
Right. That's why you have to send every single picture and video into them. Every single one. You got to send them all in so they can create this. Now, I talked to a cybersecurity expert who says that's not really necessary. It'll take more time, more money, and a little push of the technology. But you can create algorithms that will recognize, for instance, the absence of clothes.
Uh-huh.
Or would recognize certain language, because usually with these photos being uploaded, there's some hate language that goes along with the revenge porn.
Yes.
And there are other things that can be done. But for some reason, Facebook is going this route. And there's a danger, too, in the initial sending. Now, they're sending these videos via Messenger, not just posting them so Facebook can grab them, but sending them to Facebook via Messenger. The problem, says the security experts, is that there's a vulnerability in the initial sending. And even no matter how watertight Facebook says its system might be, Facebook's been hacked before.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hacked again. So everything is hackable, and nothing is 100% secure. So you got to really think about this. And again, the bottom line is just don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, just don't take the pictures to begin with.
Right.
But
that's the decision you came up with, is don't do it.
Does that mean you're not sending your pictures in?
You hit upon something I was going to ask you, and that is, with all the marvelous technology at Facebook's disposal, surely they can come up with something that can stop pornographic pictures from making an appearance in the first place. They don't need people to go through them.
Well, that's what the security experts say, and don't call me Shirley. It is really one of those things where the technology has already caught up with this thing. But for some reason, Facebook is going about it this way. They believe this is the best way to do it, the quickest way to do it, to just give me the photos, let's create this algorithm, this hash, so that a similar image of you trying to be uploaded won't be uploaded. It's just a weird thing. And calls into Facebook have not been returned because I really want more information about this. Not an application, Dave.
Uh-huh.
But
I want to know how many people have actually done this.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Now, again, it's being done in Australia. And what they tell us is the folks in Australia are viewing blurred images first to determine if they are explicit. Then once they are determined to be explicit, then they take the photo and start creating this algorithm to recognize the photo.
Well,
so someone's looking at something.
It makes sense to try this out down under. All right.
That was bad.
Okay. We'll let you. We'll stop.
Thanks,
wrong.
Jim.
What?
You bet. Thank you.
No, what'd you start to say?
I mean, there's been nothing wrong with anything that has been said this morning. So,
okay.
All right. How'd you get on this story?
There's Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Thanks very much, Jim.